Inside Google's pristine Mountain View campus, the morning after Donald Trump's 2016 election victory resembled a funeral foam. Employees were taking mental health days, crying in hallways, and hugging each other as if mourning loved ones. As a senior software engineer at YouTube, I watched this bizarre spectacle with growing concern. The contrast between Silicon Valley's usual optimism and this collective despair was jarring and revealing. At the November 17th all-hands meeting, co-founder Sergey Brin called the election deeply offensive to him as an immigrant, drawing explicit parallels between Trump and authoritarian regimes. CFO Ruth Porat, fighting back tears, described Trump's victory as a kick in the gut before leading a company-wide hug session. Throughout the building, employees formed healing circles to process their emotions. The entire spectacle resembled a cult gathering more than a corporate meeting. Most concerning was the Q&A session. When asked about fake news affecting low-information voters, CEO Sundar Pichai suggested AI and machine learning as solutions to this problem. He spoke about developing algorithms to surface quality content and suppress misleading information. The message was unmistakable. Trump's election represented a problem requiring a technological solution that Google would implement at scale. Despite Google's public claims of not interfering with organic search results, I discovered multiple hidden blacklists within the company. The YouTube controversial blacklist contained numerous banned search terms, about half related to the Las Vegas massacre, with others targeting mass casualty events, alternative cancer treatments, Black Lives Matter activism, constitutional amendments, and conspiracy theories. Two other blacklists were equally concerning. Google Now blacklist.txt blocked conservative news outlets like the Gateway Pundit from Google's news platform, while the page-level domain blacklist completely removed certain websites from all search results, rendering them invisible. The case of ecatworld.com proved particularly suspicious. This Cold Fusion Research website's complete removal coincided with Google's own secret Cold Fusion Research Lab, suggesting possible competitive suppression. After I filed a bug report questioning potential corporate espionage, a company attorney quickly warned me. The site later reappeared in search results without explanation. Free speech in a democratic society is inherently messy. We present competing facts, and the public determines the most compelling argument. I've often changed opinions after hearing opposing viewpoints, not because information was curated for me, but because I evaluated different perspectives myself. After the 2016 election, Google appeared to be planning to control information access. Searching fake news in MoMA, Google's internal document system, I found a design document about the election problem, listing 5 top fake news stories with their Facebook engagement metrics, 4 negative stories about Hillary Clinton, and 1 about Pope Francis endorsing Trump. Google's Machine Learning Fairness Initiative revealed plans to manipulate search results based on their undisclosed definition of fairness rather than factual accuracy. Internal documents showed they would implement this across all products without external disclosure. They were creating a system where Google employees would determine what information was appropriate for the public, undermining the essential dialogue foundational to Western thought since the Enlightenment. The irony was striking. Sergey Brin, who had fled totalitarian communism, was now implementing a system resembling what he'd escaped. After discovering Google's blacklists, I faced an excruciating choice: remain silent while collecting ridiculously large paychecks, or risk everything to expose what I saw as a threat to democracy. I connected with Project Veritas through journalist friends. Meeting with a Project Veritas operative brought both relief and intense anxiety. Unburdening myself felt glorious, but I experienced overwhelming stress about betraying my employer. At work, I withdrew from colleagues, increasingly viewing them as indoctrinated with worldviews that justified information control. The situation worsened when a shooting occurred at YouTube headquarters in San Bruno. The shooter's motivation, anger over YouTube's censorship and demonetization policies, aligned uncomfortably with issues I was investigating. This incident, combined with increasing censorship against content creators, made continuing at Google unbearable. I couldn't support what I now viewed as an enemy of America, even for my $250,000 salary. The same week I resigned, Project Veritas approached me with a transcript of Google executive Jen Janai discussing algorithmic manipulation to prevent another Trump situation. I agreed to appear anonymously in their video while finalizing my resignation. Project Veritas released the video on June 24, 2019, featuring Janai's comments about Google defining fairness despite public disagreement, training algorithms to influence elections, and dismissing congressional oversight. I exposed Google's machine learning fairness and algorithmic unfairness initiatives that manipulated search results regardless of factual accuracy. After the exposé aired, Google's attorneys demanded I return all company property and cease using internal files. Facing potential legal fees, I submitted Google's laptop to the Department of Justice Antitrust Division along with 950 pages of Google censorship plans. Later, an anonymous Twitter troll began taunting me. My friend engaged with them and tricked them into revealing their IP address, which came from a Google data center, confirming the company was actively stalking me. Despite resigning in June, Google called police for a wellness check on August 5th. When officers arrived, I stayed silent as they briefly entered, then left. I crawled through my apartment, avoiding detection, using my phone camera to check windows, only to discover police had surrounded my building with officers, snipers on rooftops, and helicopters overhead. When I finally emerged with hands raised, officers searched me and asked wellness questions. After explaining I was whistleblowing on Google's illegal activities, the officers' attitudes shifted completely, with one muttering, "Fucking Google," under his breath. I realized James O'Keefe was right. Going public would be safer than anonymity. On August 14, 2019, Project Veritas published their video report on my story with all 952 pages of documents I downloaded. Data enthusiasts worldwide found evidence that YouTube was suppressing searches for false flag events, CIA tradecraft, assassination techniques, and even constitutional amendments. We're at a critical point in human history. For millennia, societies depended on human and animal power until machines provided physical freedom and the printing press delivered intellectual freedom. Yet new technologies always bring dangers. Just as dictators like Lenin, Hitler, and Stalin weaponized mass media, artificial intelligence poses similar risks today. Social media initially expanded democracy through unlimited information access, but tech leaders discovered they could manipulate what users see. Following events like the Arab Spring, many countries began moving away from Silicon Valley platforms, with several nations building government-controlled alternatives. The solution to censorship is straightforward. Aggregation cancels censorship. YouTube's power comes from combining video hosting with recommendation capabilities. We need to separate these functions, allowing aggregators to pull content from wherever creators publish. The fight for digital freedom isn't merely political. It's about preserving our fundamental right to access unmanipulated information. Will we let Silicon Valley executives determine what truths we can consider? Or will we demand transparency and neutrality from platforms that shape our understanding of reality? This answer may determine whether the internet remains a liberation tool or becomes history's most sophisticated control system.